I'm here, love. Better now. I'm here. Taking the shot.
Invitation. I am going in.
I'm here. Taking the shot.
Onwards. Full speed ahead to the next one!
Well done, Captain! Evolution is a wonderful thing.
Good evening, Prodigium. I'm Xanderson Duper for the Cloy Independent News Organization, here to dump steaming hot stories deep into your truth canals without protection. Recently, the universally reviled Empress Cassadora followed Imperium tradition by stepping down, thus signaling the end of her thousand-year reign and passing it on to another Sinew in the Coven of Nine. Earlier today, Prodigium welcomed the new Empress, Celestina, with a heavy dose of skepticism. Not only is she the youngest of the Sinew, she is also the youngest ruler Prodigium has ever seen, period. In front of thousands of overly enthusiastic, planted audience members, Celestina recited the Oath of the Veil. This of course, served to further demonstrate her commitment to a system of religious beliefs that has been seen as the catalyst for a lot of horrible shit that went down over the past several millennia.
Lust is a weakness. Purity is strength. With abstinence, I gain clarity. With clarity, I gain enlightenment. With enlightenment, I gain purpose. With purpose, I gain unity. Through loyalty, I am saved. The veil shall protect me.
Many hope that Celestina's rule will usher in a new era of peace, as Prodigium in general is still sore from the reaming of Cassadora's extreme policies. Not to mention the fact that she basically fucking wiped out several sentient species. Despite uncertainty concerning her supposed lack of experience, Celestina's initial approval rating appears high. Analysts say this is likely in part due to her past altruistic endeavors and the fact she is one stunning piece of ass. I mean, goddamn, for real. That ass. Still, many critics wonder how she will handle the numerous issues threatening Prodigium, such as the energy crisis, notorious pirate clans like the Dreadfleet, and the ever-expanding presence of the deadly fuckbots. And I suppose we should also give a brief mention to the terrorists known as the Requital. But then again, who gives a flying fuck about those insignificant turds anyways?
Insignificant? We just destroyed an entire solar armada with ease. They're more concerned with those cocksore titty missile robots than us. God damn it. What does a paramilitary terrorist organization have to do to get some respect around here? Ugh.
Just a quick reminder, General Blythe. Destroying our display monitors does not actually cause harm to the individual they are displaying.
Think I don't know that? I'm pissed off, okay?
Understood. However, would you consider dismembering one of our soldiers for stress relief purposes instead? That would create both less work and more enjoyment for me.
Harry, just because they're technically bioorganic drones doesn't mean they can just be slaughtered for the goddamn fun of it.
Well, agree to disagree.
It's bad enough already that I have to deal with these bumblefuck new scientists. Phase 2 of the Requital's weapons program has been stalled for weeks. What are they even doing down there in the lab?
Dr. Cox recently assured me that significant progress is being made towards completing our ultimate weapon.
Which one is Dr. Cox again? The fat, bald guy that talks to himself and moans while he scratches his neckbeard with both hands at the same time?
No, that's Dr. Fuchs. Dr. Cox is the one that thinks we can't see him jerking off under his lab coat.
Ugh, I'm sick of working with these losers. Lily was the best. We would be fully operational by now if she hadn't run off. I still can't believe you let that two-faced whore escape.
I did not permit her to do anything, General. My backup security protocols were deactivated. That one is on whatever skin sack. Wrote the override password down on a notepad and taped it to the back of my matrix casing.
Is everyone around here an incompetent dipshit? Tell me you at least found someone to track Lily down.
I am currently looking to secure a contractor using the Bounty Helper app.
Spare no expense. 4 stars and up only. And I want at least 50 confirmed collections. Also, filter out all the shapeshifters. Those guys are just fucking creepy. I want my revenge on Dr. Margolis. Every moment that liability persists distracts me from my destiny. I must be ready for when our weapon nears completion. Soon. All of Prodigium will fear the Requital!
Senator Popolonius, Welcome to the Holy Imperium Palace. Residence of Her Faithful Highness, Empress Celestina, 5th ruler of Prodigium. We welcome you.
Oh, wow. Oh, my. This place is just as beautiful as I imagined it in my wildest dreams. This is such an honor, Lord Azorion. I thought only other Sinu like you were allowed to be here.
The Coven of Nine grants exceptions for other species, especially when they are honored guests. Step closer so that I may look upon you more fondly. Yes. Very good.
Bow your head in reverence, Senator.
Lest we forget, today is an occasion of some significance.
Is it your birthday, big guy? Why didn't you tell me? I didn't even bring a present. I could have gotten you some of our finest artesian G-strings, fresh from the laundry of the top Teely pop stars, I might add.
How gracious of you, Senator. No, that is not why I have summoned you here. I wish to discuss the labor strike on the Mossus homeworld.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, the energy market is really taking it in the keister from the lack of mining over there.
Indeed. Our economic advisors have echoed as much. Unfortunately, such issues tend to lead to instability on the core worlds.
On the other hand, though, it is kind of hard to make it legal for companies to harvest a planet in a way that will lead to its certain destruction within a few centuries.
Perhaps you're looking at this from the wrong perspective, Senator.
There's 20 billion Mossus living there. It's tough for them to survive anywhere else in the galaxy. I'm pretty sure we're gonna have to rethink that legislation.
There are quadrillions of sentient life forms in Prodigium, and all will suffer if this matter is not resolved. Think of the greater good, Senator.
Yeah, I get it. Why should everyone else have to pay a few extra credits per gallon of fuel?
The Mossus arrogantly rejected the Veil and refused to join the Imperium when they had the chance. You do not represent them.
It's not our problem. Those protesters are just being dramatic about their oceans being poisoned forever. If the planet's only 98% water, it can't be that big of a deal, right?
Do we have an understanding, Senator?
Lord Azorion? Thank you. I was on the wrong side of history on this one.
We all make mistakes.
All right, I better get back to the capital. Got a lot of convincing to do.
Wait, there's just one more thing before you go.
Sure, what's up?
Show me your dick.
What?
You want to show me your dick and balls. Then you want to rub one out while I watch, and also rub one out.
Hey. You wouldn't by any chance be into some mutual jack-off action, would you?
Lord Azorion.
Oh, yes, Empress Cassadora!
Address me properly, brother. I've ceased to be Empress for some time now.
I apologize, sister. 1,000 years does tend to create a habit.
I trust the Coven will be able to rely on Senator Popolonius assisting with the energy crisis.
Lady Cassadora! What an honor to meet the former Empress! Yes, of course. I'll do whatever it takes to make sure the Senate vote goes our way.
Boss. You may take your leave now.
Yes! I'll be going now.
Excellent work, Azorion. I have always held your powers of influence over these simple creatures in the highest regard.
Thank you, my lady.
It's unfortunate I can't say the same for your lustful transgressions.
I just have a lot of feelings, all right?
Lust is a weakness. Purity, on the other hand,
Yes, yes, I know the words. Purity is strength. I tried to follow the veil and got so far. But sometimes I feel like in the end, it doesn't even matter.
You must forbid yourself from such distractions that will stop you from attaining your true potential as a Sinew. Lest you forget, brother, we are the most powerful beings in the galaxy. Strength you have yet to even imagine lies within your grasp. Yet all you try to grasp is another man's genitals.
Millennia of celibacy. How do you walk the path of purity so effortlessly? My cravings for the hairy, salty embrace of another become almost ravenous at times.
The longer without, the less the craving. You would do well to remember that. Consider what you have to gain. The untapped potential of your lineage. Look upon your coven sister as an example. Celestina is half your age, yet her powers are already far beyond you. Or even me, for that matter.
Yes, her abilities are undeniable. But I, along with the rest of the Coven of Nine, harbor doubts about her ability to lead us.
You were there. You witnessed the ghastly miracle that was her creation. Though at first, we mourned it as our doom. I firmly believe that divine moment was indeed our salvation. She represents the future of Prodigium, and thus, the future of our species. My life cycle nears its end. I will not see the Sinew lose the control for which we have labored so hard. With our numbers so few, we must be ever vigilant. These primitive creatures we lord over are opportunistic. They will seek to overthrow us at the first sign of weakness. Do not forget that.
Evolution and natural order. Such cruel mistresses. They endowed us with fantastical powers, yet also stifled our gestation period and birth rate to the point that we are endlessly endangered.
And the Imperium expands more each day. The Coven of Nine will need to convince Prodigium to obey the Veil. We are already spreading ourselves so thin across the galaxy to maintain influence. Our powers must grow, or the Veil will fail, bringing darkness upon all that seek shelter beneath it. Celestina represents both the strength and purity required for this holy task. She will need you, along with the rest of her Sinew brothers and sisters, to guide her.
Yes, I understand.
And it would be best if the hand that guides her was not full of dicks.
Of course, yes. But if I may be so bold, perhaps it would have been better if another took the throne and Celestina was given more time to mature. She would surely then be a great ruler, just as you were.
Great? The people certainly did not perceive me as such. They contend that I made mistakes, dire mistakes, that almost led all of Prodigium to reject the Veil and rebel. I can feel it. The rage of worlds swirling together, looking to tear us apart. Soon, as is customary, Celestina will meet with the Executor of the Veil to deliver her first decree of action.
Where is Celestina now?
She is above us, at the very top of the palace. She meditates in the Falls, the sacred place where Sinew can become one with the universe and find clarity of mind. There, she searches for the path to restore faith to Prodigium.
And if she fails?
I have plans of my own already coming to fruition. You will soon bear witness to the glorious weapons we have built. If the people of Prodigium want a choice, we will give them one. To be purified or purged.
qualify you for a lifetime of worship.
You again?
The one that stands out in the shadows. One hand upon your shoulder with a smile.
Oh my!
While the other holds a dagger in the darkness, aimed at your spine.
Who are you?
Right.
Can't wait to unwind with a pint.
Anomaly found. Scanning. Anomaly found. Scanning. Anomaly found.
How did she do it? I must know. Is it squirt or pee? Oh, you're here for the job, huh? I warn you, this requires the utmost level of professionalism and discretion. We're talking about top-tier corporate espionage. Though what I'm about to ask you to do is technically illegal. I think you'll come to understand that it is being done in the name of justice. I made an honest mistake. A mistake that any CEO of a multi-trillion credit company could easily make. A mistake for which I am now being extorted. After a business lunch at the nearby Starcox, I absentmindedly left a small data capsule in the bathroom. It contained financial information and NDA documents pertaining to future projects, as well as videos of some magic tricks. Unfortunately, rather than do the right thing and return it, one of the employees, some punk, accessed it and is now using the sensitive company information in order to blackmail me. Personally. Clearly, if the shareholders find out, then my position will be swiftly terminated. I've arranged for the exchange to take place, but I expect it is a trap. I need a man of action to ambush them and get that drive back. You will be rewarded handsomely for your actions. Now go. While I attempt to stall everyone by making a public appearance on the Gunshubba Bubba podcast.
Very clinical, Captain. Good job.
Success! My female my company's sensitive documents are secure. Yes, those are totally the only important files on the, thing that I asked you to get. Anyway, please, accept some swag from my latest hit, Solas Colonial Troopers. Also, I must warn you that I've received reports that Rule 34 of this game is now a thing. Do not attempt to search for it.
Thank you.
Ooh, nice one, love.
Nothing less.
That's a bloody looting.
Thank you.
Here's another piece of the map.
Fire away.
One step closer to sealing our deal, Captain.
Jolly good job.
Lord Tybold! I have news of the salvage mission to retrieve the Snucklefucker's map.
Excellent! Where is the piece we discovered?
Well, we believe it is currently in Kalision's possession.
What? Damn it! Find her now and bring me that piece! Then I want you to bring me every single man assigned to that mission so I can personally execute them!
But my lord... she already killed them all.
Well, then bring me their corpses, so that I may rain fountains of piss upon them.
Yes, my lord. Also, my lord, Kalision appears to have joined forces with another ship.
So, just kill them too.
Well, it's him, my lord. The one who sullied your mainframe and destroyed your flagship.
No! He cucked me again! Fuck! That's it! Divert every ship! We're going to ambush them with the full force of the fleet!
General Blythe, I'm happy to report that I have hired someone to track down Dr. Margulis. I believe you will be most pleased with this acquisition.
Don't just tickle my tits like that. Who did you get?
May I present the Huntress, the top-ranked bounty hunter in the galaxy, with more than 70 confirmed contract collections and a flawless 5-star rating on Bounty Helper.
Your reputation precedes you, Huntress. From one professional merchant of death to another, it's an honor. I take it you've received the dossier, yes?
I have only one question. How do you want the delivery made? Intact or in pieces?
Dr. Lillian Margulis is carrying an item that is of great importance to me, and a requital. You are to return this item in perfect condition. If Lily does not comply with her capture, you are welcome to sufficiently motivate her.
My prize structure will require you to be more specific. I expect 25% up front, 75% upon delivery. And the bounty increases by an additional 50% of the total sum if you want your target delivered alive. With another 50% on top of that if you wish all their limbs to be attached as well.
Double the price to deliver someone unharmed? Why is that? Too much of a challenge for you?
It's not a challenge. It's just not as fun. So, what are we talking here? Cuts, blaster burns, broken bones, and severe PTSD?
Just no permanent damage. That will be up to me to take care of later. Here's a picture of the item she stole from us. I must once again stress how crucial it is to our mission. And I will not consider our business concluded without it.
Is this some kind of a joke?
Do I look like I'm fucking joking?
As you wish. Do you agree to my terms?
Yes. Also, there is a reason why I wanted the best for this job. I expect it to be done quickly and correctly, or I will be most displeased. The kind of displeasure that leads to a 1-star review and your intestines on the floor.
Understood. The target will be acquired as requested. Make sure the rest of my fee is ready. If it's not, I'll send your contract to collections. That's legal talk for. I'll murder you and everyone on this ship.
Bitch, please. You'll get your blood money as long as you deliver. See you soon, Huntress.
If this is indeed just one little solar scientist on the run, you'll be seeing me very soon.
The Executor of the Veil has arrived for your first conference, my Empress. Shall we grant admittance?
I am prepared. Bring him forth.
Very well, Empress. I give you the Executor of the Veil, Senator Arach of Lancunia.
Empress Celestina, what a remarkable gift it is to be in your presence once again.
Arach, it has been too long. Your presence provides welcome refreshment of fonder memories, even if the circumstances surrounding them were tragic.
You...
The two of you have met before? I was not aware of this.
Well, you'd be aware if you showed up to help us clean up after the Battle of New Vegas. I guess that assignment was just a little too... what's the word I'm looking for here? Benevolent for you?
New Vegas was built upon a pile of garbage. I have sensitive lungs and don't do well in such conditions.
Sure. Speaking of where you don't belong, Empress Celestina, may I ask why he's even here?
What do you mean, Arach?
Consultations between the Executor of the Veil and Prodigium's ruler are supposed to be sacred and confidential. Empress Celestina, I sincerely apologize. But with the utmost respect to the Imperium, this palace, and especially you, This asshole's gotta go.
Oh, my.
You! You are out of line, Senator. How dare you employ such naughty language in front of the Empress?
It's all right, Azorian. In fact, you may leave us.
But he just... You can't just let him say such brutish things in the Holy Sinu throne room!
Your passionate defense of our temple is appreciated, brother. However, you are no longer needed in this room. You seem tired. You should rest.
Yes, I'm a bit weary. I'm going to sleep and dream up oceans of beautiful, sweaty cocks washing over me like a big wet blanket of satisfaction, and then feel unduly guilty about that as soon as I wake up.
I see. Rest well, Azorian. He does wish to obey the veil. He simply struggles to do so.
Wow. You know, I get how powerful you are, but you really need to be more careful about breaking sacred decrees so casually like that.
Yes. It is gravely forbidden to use one's powers on a fellow Sinu. However, he was keeping us from each other. We have suffered through far too many sterile calls and messages, darling. I missed your wisdom, your wit, your warmth.
And I missed a whole lot of parts of you, too.
Senator, you're not respecting the minimum safe pelvic distance as outlined by scriptures of the veil.
Oh, you're giving me ideas, Empress.
Error! Why must you always ruin these moments of ours with your lewd notions?
How do you know what I'm thinking? My species is immune to your powers, after all. Or did you forget why the Executor of the Veil has always been Lampoonian?
Oh, I'm certain your mind is currently immaculate with only the most chaste images of us. I will have you know that I am well aware of your reputation, Senator.
Hey! The more I openly live in opposition to the Veil, the less Prodigium suspects I'm secretly the Coven of Nine's most trusted servant and advisor. That being said, I'm not gonna lie and say all the debauchery I get up to is just about keeping up appearances.
I know you have your needs, and honestly, I do dream of being the one to fulfill them. I am torn between the libidinous feelings your subversive presence inspires and my faith in the Veil. However, in the end, my conviction in purity endures.
I'm aware. Just as I'm sure you're aware of how much fun it would be to make an exception one of these days.
How absolutely maddening it is that your candor elicits such hesitation, yet also inspires my deepest confidence! Concerning the latter, I require your guidance. You are aware that Asinu's memory is perfect, yes?
I am. So, what's the deal? You need some help understanding why a particular recollection has been dancing around your mind as of late?
That's just it. I've begun to see visions of events I'm sure I've never personally witnessed. I'm not certain, but perhaps they are events that have yet to occur.
What are you telling me? That you can see the future now?
They're just vague shapes and voices. Difficult to decipher. I've seen momentary glimpses of some kind of great battle between organic and synthetic life, and a man and a woman igniting a planet on fire with their beautiful and defiant dance. But there are two visions that have been recurring, and they're becoming more and more clear over time. One splendid and one dreadful.
This might be a bit out of my league, but can you describe them to me?
The splendid one is the vision of an obscured yet cordial being. They reach out their hand, and as I take it, I feel the destiny of Prodigium is warm and safe. In the other, I am disturbed by an eruption from a massive and robust pillar of darkness, spurting an almost achromatic material with a magnitude capable of blotting out the stars. It comes forth, and I cannot escape as it blinds me.
Yeah, I'd hate to break it to you, but that last one sounds suspiciously phallic.
I'm serious, Erark. Prodigium is in an uproar. Anger and resentment swell within it. My people now fear the Veil when they should welcome its salvation. I only wish for a better Prodigium. No, the best Prodigium for them all. Cassiodora wishes for me to rule as she would. But I must persuade my people to follow our way of life, free from the harsh coercion with which they have become accustomed. I will not repeat the errors she so brazenly lauded as progress.
Well, if you're looking for perspective on the future, maybe you should study the past. Might I suggest a trip to the Imperium Archives? Perhaps you can dig up a few lessons from her mistakes there.
Are you speaking of the ossuary? Yes, that's an excellent idea. I will use it to find the answers I require.
Just out of curiosity, did you manage to develop any other crazy new Sinu powers?
Recently, I levitated an entire empty Imperium battleship for nearly 5 minutes, then folded it into itself until it was the size of this room. Oh, and I'm currently working on creating thermonuclear explosions with my mind.
Oh, Celestina. I forgot how hilarious you could be.
Ah, yes, hilarious. I was absolutely joking just now.
Anyways, I have work to attend to, so if that's all...
Must you leave me so soon, darling? Don't you want to cuddle and talk about our feelings?
Oh, babe, you know I'd love that. But please accept my apologies. Maybe next time.
Oh, all right. I know this can be frustrating for you, Erark. I respect your life as you respect mine. I just hope that one day, our lives and desires will become unified as one.
Celestina, darling, I'm counting on it.
Thank you. That's impressive.
After you mentioned ending up here due to some misbehavior in the Solar Military,
I got awfully curious about what exactly that meant.
It's a long story, but I'll try to make it as short as possible. I graduated at the top of my class, full honors. My instructors strongly urged me to follow their footsteps and lecture at the university. But my heart was in research. I instead convinced them to allow me to run my own lab where I would study the DNA of all the species of Prodigium. The military saw it as an amazing opportunity to learn their strengths and weaknesses. The university obviously loved the idea of creating our own information network, rather than relying on what was available on the Imperium-run HoloNet, which was often censored or incomplete.
Knowing you, I've got a pretty good idea of what happened next.
Captain, I assure you, my intentions were entirely noble at first. However, obtaining alien DNA required rather diplomatic solutions. I'll be the first to admit my professionalism wavered under such conditions.
How'd you end up leaving your planet?
My department was the first to get shut down after the Battle of New Vegas. Due to my behavior, I more or less burned my bridges with both the academics and the military. I wasn't exactly excited at the prospect of becoming an emergency ward surgeon treating combat wounds and overdoses. So I moved off-world. I opened up my own clinic where we installed off-the-book cybernetic augmentations. My knowledge of alien anatomy allowed me to serve a rather large customer base. However, since my work wasn't exactly legal or even licensed, business was a little slow at times.
How'd that all lead to the Manticores?
My future employer heard about my services. That's all I can really say for now.